Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 17th, and the whole week ahead. Rather heavy and challenging aspects today, a little bit dull and kind of dreary too. The moon is in Pisces but completely oppressed by the other planets around her at the moment. For you this means that there are difficulties domestically. It's quite emotional, quite sensitive. There may be a sense of loss. Certainly disappointment. So it's something you need to gird yourself up towards to be able to deal with it. And you will. Here's your Sunday stars. If you put Mercury in opposition to Saturn, you get a sense of depression because you've got to deal with something you really don't want to do. But you've got to deal with it because that's life. Life has challenges. You know, every day is not going to be a sunny day. There's the odd rainy day too. And today you might feel it's pouring. But you know what? If you put your shoulder to the wheel and your nose to the grindstone, you will survive. And here's your Monday stars. Well, it's all about the sign of Aries today. And that's probably just what you need because it elevates you quite a bit. Okay, not everything is falling into place. Not everything is as you want it to be. But there will be a lot of lights on the horizon in what has been a dark tunnel you've been going through at times. So keep your eyes and ears open. Go out and meet people. Get on the internet because there's something out there I believe that needs your attention. And here's your Tuesday stars. This is brighter and this is better. Mercury and Uranus connecting is lovely because it means a surprise is in store. Mercury is travel, but also learning and reading and using your mind much more than you usually do. And that's where things can really work out. Think about life in a different way. Think about pursuing things in a new way, because with Mercury and Uranus, you get more out of the day by doing something different. And here's your Wednesday stars, but it's the solstice and the Sun and Mercury are both going to move into the sign of Cancer. It means that the next month in particular can be extremely sexual, full of passion and many desires will come up and grab you by the heart. And that's what your energy is now. Sexy, passionate, and filled with desire. And here's your Thursday stars. There's a lovely Moon-Jupiter aspect. I mean, it's only a little aspect, but it's probably what you need. Something is better than nothing. And that's what today will bring. A little bit of something, a little bit of joy. A little bit of happiness, an upliftment. And if you can go out and just have a little bit of fun, no matter how it takes you, then I would certainly do it. Oh, but make sure you get some sleep too. And here's your Friday stars. Well, it could start off quite dreary. There could be problems. Maybe the post doesn't bring welcome news or the phone doesn't, whatever. So there's something that you still have to deal with. Perhaps you didn't deal with it earlier, or maybe this is just something additional. But deal with it as soon as it arrives. And then you'll find there's much more joy and happiness and brightness in general to come during the rest of the day.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.